seer, sayer, and servant. And because of that, he's a disturber, he's a persuader, and he's a deliverer. Okay, as a closing thought, that's his job to do all of that. And if we believe that God's Holy Spirit put him in place, and God's Holy Spirit brought us together as a church family. And just a thought here, just a question, a very quick question. If we believe all of that, then shouldn't we, when we come across situations where, as I mentioned at the beginning of the lesson, sometimes we don't like his decision, maybe don't even understand it, which, by the way, that's when we should go to him and not with each other. Pull him aside. Explain this to me. I don't understand. Not talking to each other and talking about a preacher. If we believe all of that, and if we believe that the Holy Spirit is capable of handling that, shouldn't we trust the Holy Spirit when we have doubts? God's got this handled. Holy Spirit's got this handled. I don't understand this thing. One of the things that Brother Strunk has shared with me over the years, as you know, he's for so many years been going in church after church after church, and he goes into some churches and he sees the dynamic that is there, and it's sweet spirit, Bible teaching church, good doctrine, I mean, it's a good place, witnessing church, all this is good. And he says something like, you know, humanly speaking, that shouldn't even be that doesn't even work. Humanly speaking, I mean, the things we hear about what a pastor and deacon and church member should be are not even like what's in that church. But then he says, you know, I guess God's got that handled because it works. I just love that when the Holy Spirit makes things work. And we got to trust him to do his job. Brother Albert, would you dismiss us in prayer, please, sir?